Yeah.
Okay, next talk.
Make the movies free. And if you have read my abstract on the website, I try to talk about a lot of things. So many things you can put in 15 minutes. I only like to explain today what an open source movie is, because a lot of people don't know that there is a license, or not a license model. It's an OSI approved standard. What is an open source movie? And I prepared some slides. And what an open source movie is, I asked myself 2004, because there was published the first German Creative Commons licensed full-featured film, means 90 minutes. And every news platform said it's an open source movie, but Creative Commons license means not open source. It's just a fair use license. So what an open source movie is hard to explain. First, I would have to explain where's copyright comes from. So do someone not know where's copyright comes from? Really? You don't know it? Okay, then I short tell the story. In ancient times, it was normal to copy books. There was a monk in the cloister, and left side the original book, and on the right side the new book, and he copied the books. Then a guy invented something called printing. It was Johannes Gutenberg. And that made it possible to print really, really fast books, and that made a problem, because there was not many books there couldn't be printed then. So then came up some people and said, paid people for writing their new books. So, and it was very common to reprint them also, and the guys who did pay the people who write the books for them went to the German emperor and said, oh, we don't want it anymore that they print our books we have paid the authors for. So, and that's there comes the copyright from. And the point of all this is, on the end, I put it some pictures more there. Each new technology change the way how to do business. And today we have a thing, it's called personal computer. And now I have a little movie I would like to show. A movie which is done with, of course, with a computer. Okay, that was first example. Only to say there is a piece of software you can do it with. It's called stop motion, like the type of animation what it is. One thing, the last release of stop motion was 2008, so it looks to me this piece of software needs someone who takes care of it. So if there is someone interested to take care of that little piece of software, would be nice. Okay, where I was... No, it's the bad one. Okay, the computers did not only change the way how movies are made, they also changed the ways on creation. I mean, normally I do this talk longer and I show some more examples. There are some ways to do it in a crowd. I mean, the book is written from the public himself, e.g., there are more movies like that in the way of creation and distribution. Of course, today we can download a lot of files. So this changes everything. And the next thing, so there are cool free tools and there are a lot of free movies. No, there are not. There are only 16 right now. Including Nina's Sita Sings the Blues. I don't know if I get the sources now. So as I already said, a Creative Commons license means not it's an open source movie. And I already mentioned there is a standard, and the standard was created in 2007. And it came from another guy who did an open source movie. It's Tim Baumann, and the history behind that is he had to write his bachelor thesis, and he searched for a topic, and he wanted to do a research if open source business models can be translated to the movie industry. And he had the same question like me, 2004, what the hell is an open source movie? And he found out there is no definition for it, so he sat together with Ozzy, and there was Richard Stallman, Tom Rosendahl from Blender, and Tim Baumann as one of the first one who did an open source movie, and some others, and they came up with a model. It was a little bit of a fight. Where are they? There are they. The movies have to be licensed under a license which is for free cultural work. So there are only three Creative Commons licenses they can be used. It's CC0 or public domain. It's buy and buy share alike. All the others you can forget because you cannot recreate something or change something. The sources, of course, must be under the same license. And they must be public available. Route 66, as the first open source movie was released, it was very expensive to give away the sources. The way it was done at this time was send in a 500 gigabyte hard disk and you get the sources back. So, because download 500 gigabyte was very expensive this time. And so for that is written there, it's not for free, free in meaning of free beer, it's free for using, but you have maybe to pay the cost for the distribution or the reproduction of the sources. So the next thing was the hardest fight with Richard Stallman, because he wanted... open source movie have to be done with open source software. No, that's not the case. It has to be only to editable or to convertible to use free or open source software to reproduce them. So, and the next and last point is if I have a movie, I have mostly more sources as as on the end will be shown. I mean, for Route 66 as 90 minutes movie, the sources are, as I said, 500 gigabyte, and it are 700 minutes in movie. So you have not to distribute everything, every scene. You have nor to distribute the scene you already used in your movie, so that it can be exactly reproduced. So that's the points what makes an open source movie. And as I already said, it's an OZ standard, and they even created a nice logo for that. So, and that's my last slide, and I'm open for question.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm curious about the requirement that the movie and the source must be available for free or for the cost of duplication distribution, because that's not a requirement for free software. You can sell free software at a high ticket price, you just have to provide the source. So where did the... I'm surprised if Richard Stallman was involved in
the conversation. I wouldn't say you sell the software, you sell support.
No, you can buy RHEL from Red Hat. And,
you don't buy the software on Red Hat. You buy the support for the software.
Okay, so where do you download RHEL for free?
Yeah, of course, you can download Red Hat Enterprise Linux for free. Do you know where CentOS comes from? CentOS is the downstream from Red Hat. Yeah, from Red Hat Enterprise Linux sources. So. What? Yeah, sure, you can do everything with free software, even sell it, but no one does it.
If you, okay, that's a separate issue, though. Red Hat is not required to make the sources available to everyone else. They're just required to make them available to their customers, to the people that buy it from them.
Yeah, but Red Hat does it publish, so I don't get the question.
Like one could imagine, for example, an open source movie where you make, so to say, all the sources available, so you could download the entire project in super high quality, raw, you could download the edit decision list, but in which you say, okay, these represent the sources, but like the binary, perhaps the convenience of having the binary, you have to pay to download a final compressed version of the movie, which would in a way resemble the situation with software where you're basically required to grant some kind of access to this, but you're not required to give the binary. You could sell the binary, and so I guess this is a bit, this comes down a bit to the same question, like should you be make the movie available always in any form for free, or could you, for example, sell the download? And
you can do versioning, e.g., what would be giving away lower quality for free, and sell maybe the HD version. Tim Baumann, the student who helped creating this kind of, let's say, license, made himself a movie, and he also wrote, of course, down how you can earn money with them, and he also made an open source movie, and he tried to versioning it, so you could download lower quality versions. Now you can download the HD also, and it's not forbidden. So you can do that.
No, I guess maybe the inverse is more interesting, that you give people access to the most high definition material possible, but that you could charge people for the convenience of putting it in a nicely packaged for, but I don't know.
You already can charge them for download. It's allowed. As the license say, you can ask for the costs, what it costs to distribute it. So on the end, the people have to pay for the server where the sources are stored on, e.g.
Yeah, but that's still something else, because then you're not making money. Then you're only getting your costs back.
Yeah, you have no costs. The point is, if you talk with a lot of creators, they have fears. So if you watch most of the open source movie makers, they started with more restricted licenses also from the Creative Commons system. And then they used more and more open licenses. I have by myself no problem to put out the HD version immediately, and I know that I will get my money. I know it. So it's a little bit complicated how to do business with. You have to definitely to calculate more how you get your money, but look at George Lucas. He didn't earn any money with his movies. He earned the money with something else. That's what you buy, shirts and all these Star Wars things you can get. So yeah, there are definitely other ways to earn money with such kind of thing.
We have another question there.
Hello. It's not really a question, just a comment. Actually, stop motion, the software you talked about, is maintained. I can see last is November, last commit November 3, 2012. It's taken over on another website, linux.motion.org. It's the same software.
I think the last SVN version was from 2008. I think I have still it open in Firefox. I hope.
I agree. It's
no.
They took the code and because it's not maintained anymore.
Yes, still useful, and they have definitely some things done on this software. I would like to keep this kind of software because it's cool to teach kids in the school. It was originally invented from Scholar Linux to teach kids. So it's cool to work with them with open source and make something else with Lego. So I would like to keep it.
Yes. Stop motion is an old project, but there are many new projects that deal with stop motion. So there is, for example, Toon Loop, which is a very nice tool if you talk about teaching children how to do stop motion. Toon Loop.
What's Toon Loop?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's an animation tool that can be
used. So is this free licensed?
It's free licensed. Open
really?
Source. Yes. My question is... So I don't know, maybe you can tell a little bit about your background and how you come interested in talking about open source video.
Yeah,
and
okay.
Also, what is your view on the current development of fantastic tools such as KDN Live or Cinelera? Or you know, there are many softwares that we use day in, day out to make open source movies. And I would like to have your view maybe on more current.
Okay, I can give a little bit of my background. I'm a long-time contributor to open source, and I was long-time chief of program at the German Linux radio, Radio Tux, and I think it was 2004, the GEMA, you know, the organization who is responsible for the artists or for the musicians and companies to get their money, change their license model, and internet radios was then short before they're out, and we had to look for something else, and that was, of course, Creative Commons licensed music. There was not a lot there, mostly French music. Was really strange. So that was my first contact with free culture, And I'm also a member of a community-driven movie theater, and there I saw what the owner of movies make for money, even 60 years or 70 years after the movie is created with a movie. It's not fair. And then I started a thing called Open Source Movie Nights, and there are I did 2007. I had guests there like Stefan Kluge, and I showed, of course, a lot of fair use and open source movies. And since then, I always look in this topic. And when I do movies by myself, I'm mostly using Blender, or I'm creating a lot with Inkscape. And now I'm trying to use 2P because I don't like Synfig. I don't look that much in the situation of video editing tools. For me, the situation is still horrible. There are some things like OpenShot, but for the end user, OpenShot uses mostly Blender, but a development version of Blender I have to install for using all the features. Let's say this, all the video editors under Linux, or they are open source, there's still some work to do, that's all. So it's not that you are 100% happy with them. There are some things like Lumera, where I thought it will be something better than Cinelera, but I'm still waiting for a release from Lumera, what I can use. But, so the situation there is horrible.
Okay, so we should go on. Thank you very much.